Yes, this is the collaboration with Women Speak Now, but yes, our credo is man up simply means now is my time to fight, taking personal responsibility for my own life, no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord, walking in purpose with God, holding myself accountable and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Yes, I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Christ Jesus, dead to sin and alive to God. We are manning up tonight here on the Now Network. And, you know, this is my favorite episode of the month when we come together for this dynamic collaboration, because we're working together to work things out. And yes, my co-ambassador, my home girl, we actually go back. Most of you know that testimony already, but to be back in the fruition of the Holy Spirit and to be able to work together so fluently is such a blessing to me, and I know it is to her. Without any further ado, come on, somebody in this house tonight know who I'm talking about. You better put your hands together tonight for the mighty woman of God, Minister Michelle. Good evening, woman of God. Come on, clap your hands for her.
Good evening, mighty man of God. Thank you.
Welcome to Man Up.
Thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you. Yes, I am excited. This is a great topic and collaboration, and we get so good positive feedback that I look forward to this. So I'm excited to be here with you, my brother, my co-ambassador, that we are in God.
Slash. We just got a bunch of slashes. So we fit in. We get in where we fit in.
That's right. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Well, I'm excited. I know I've already been given a upfront of the questions, and I distribute them out to several of the brothers. But we want to be as transparent as always. And as you christen us in prayer, I just want to be submissive to the Holy Spirit, that we can be so transparent that somebody leaves here different about relationship with one another. Come on, pray a sin, woman of God.
Sure. Lord, we enter into your gates, Father God, with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We exalt your name, Father. We shout glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we set the atmosphere on tonight with a spirit of excellence as we come in on one accord, Lord. We invite you in, O Holy Spirit, to lead, guide, and direct us. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be found acceptable by you, O merciful God. We bless your name on tonight. We magnify your name on tonight.
Thank you.
Give you all glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord in this place tonight. I agree with you, and I stand in the same position of the Holy Spirit to say, not our will being done, but the Lord's will be done tonight. Come on, let's get it started. I know I'm telling you that you gave me some questions that I could really do a whole series on. So I want to be very, very conscious in those areas. Could we please start with the maturity question? I think it was number two.
Number two, sure.
Yeah, because that's an easy fix. Let's get that one on out the way. And okay, so we can get to the meat of this broadcast.
You got it, man of God. So question two is now question one, and it is, why do men take longer to mature in general than women? Why do men take longer to mature in general than women do?
Okay, that is a scientific thing. It may be a curse because we didn't follow God's instruction in the beginning, and there is no real answer to that. But that is just, that's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. You can look at the physics of it, the scientific part of it, that you guys mature fast, you know, almost 11 years when you really think about it over the long haul of how your brains mature faster than ours, and your bodies mature faster than ours, and we're catching up the whole time. If I looked at it in the spirit, I'd be like, we got cursed because we should have did it right in the garden, and we wouldn't be chasing. Oh, glory be to God. So it's a message in that all along. But I wanted to start with that one because that's really where we're trying to get better at as men, and not maturity of flesh. Watch this, but the maturity of the spirit. Because when you look at it from both sides, I asked the world, and they were like, man, I don't know. My sister always was this, and, you know, it was that physically. But then when I started to ask on the spiritual side, men, mm-hmm, when they are dedicated, now this doesn't make anybody greater or better, but when men are dedicated, they elevate in ministry spiritually fast. Not saying not
That's
as
it.
fast as you or anybody else. I'm talking about just the us guys. When we really mm-hmm. give it all to God, we mature fast in the spirit. But then it's still the physical, it's still the physical. So I can't really answer that question because from the physical, that's just the way we were made. And maybe it was a curse from the right. beginning. But spiritually, as we get to question number three, would really answer, you know, the rest. or question
exactly.
number or question number one will answer the rest of that question. You know what I'm saying? To say.
Yeah, I do.
You get where I'm coming with that? Because physically, you know, we're made in God's image, but something happened in the system. And there's no answer to why. Because, you know, it wasn't a scripture to say, man, or you're slower than woman because you didn't follow God's instruction in Eden. But if you know God and his structure of accountability, there had to be some consequences. Not only for both of them, but for Adam, because Adam, as I share all the time, was given the instructions.
Gotcha.
So
well, you brought up a good point.
You guys, we're here. We're going to high five right now and let it roll. You guys mature faster than us, and you can have that. We're going to make up some ground now by becoming more accountable.
And I did look it up, too, and I do have the science, some of the little scientific facts, and so there's some scientists in the UK, United Kingdom, that discovered that girls tend to optimize their brain connections earlier than boys, and girls usually mature faster in certain cognitive and emotional areas during childhood and adolescence. And as you said, it's an 11-year difference. That is correct. They have another research that says women mature by the age of 32 and men at the age of 43, and that is an 11-year difference.
Ooh, I'm glad I'm over 43. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I was shocked because I thought women mature before 32. I was been like, oh, maybe 27. But this particular research said 32 and men 43. And so I just wanted to
for those people who are interested, there are so many. That's why they go there. I said, let's keep this one real short because there are a lot of statistical
right.
numbers out there
mm-hmm.
that is proven facts. But facts are in rebellion
right.
to faith. So I don't want to get you too caught up in the facts because then you say, well, Pastor, he said, trust the facts. I already told you,
right.
facts, they are gone. Facts, you got to see it.
Absolutely.
But I walk by faith and not by sight. So by the Spirit, we are as men. And as we get into these next two questions, you'll see how the answers can really design a man to become more mature, not physically, but spiritually. And what's more important, Minister Michelle? The physical man or the spiritual man?
The spiritual man, because the physical
Come
man
Come on now.
Die.
See, we're working
Amen.
Together to work things out.
To
I'm doing my little side.
Yes, we are. Amen. Praise God. And we can do all things with Christ who strengthens us. And when we come to Christ, we are a new creation. Amen. The
Amen.
Old man is gone.
Amen.
Along with this. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Well, let's go back to now question number one, which is a dynamic question,
yes.
but it had to be after that. Number two, so it will really make a lot. Well, I just believe the Lord is going to speak to us on this one.
Amen. I like the order that you put it into. So question number one is, how do you know if a man is spiritually mature? How do you know if a man is spiritually mature? And some of the women were saying things like, men claim to be mature, but women end up disappointed because he lacks spiritual maturity once they get to know him, or some things that he may not know how to do. He may say, oh, I'm mature, and then the woman finds out he doesn't know how to pray, he lacks an intimate relationship with God, or either he lacks a balance with church responsibilities versus love responsibilities or the family responsibilities.
Look, I don't even have an answer. You just put them all out there, because if you want to know if a man is spiritually mature, first of all, it'll line up with your maturity. Because he's no respecter of person. He's not looking for one to be over the other. He's looking for that connection of spiritual maturity. I was so glad when I saw this because I have a teaching on this already. I'm not going to go into it like that tonight. We'll bring it up later. But if, first of all, there must be some spiritual equality,
mm-hmm.
meaning that we're matching up and we're equaling where we're at, not where we want somebody to be. You know, see, you can't change me. I can't change you. But if I'm changed and you're changed, we link up in that spiritual maturity. But to answer your question, that was my little spinoff. But to answer the question, to know if a man is spiritually mature, you don't see the man, you see Jesus.
I'll say that again.
To know a man is spiritually mature, you don't see the man or see the man trying to get you, but it's the Jesus in him that's trying to connect with you on the same Jesus that's in you. That's a spiritually mature man, because a spiritually mature man, no, he is looking for equality in God. Not with God, but
awesome.
With people.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying? It's a desire to face the truth, not about people, but about ourselves and about our lives, instead of running from it. See, spiritual maturity means I'm motivated to not seek my face, but seek God's, and take care more about God's business on the inside instead of the outward appearance. We could go really deep on this, because spiritual maturity is something God desires for me.
Absolutely.
And returning back to where God created, he created me to be spiritually mature, that I could obtain not just some of God, but all of God. I want to read a scripture, because this is really a spiritual teaching on this one here, and we could go deep on it, and we will. But tonight, I just want to read this in Ephesians 4. Chapter 4, verse 11 through 13, it says, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in faith and in knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. See, that's spiritual maturity. And then you may want to ask yourself, am I really spiritual mature?
Amen.
But that's how you know, because you don't see that person anymore. And the difference between Minister Michelle, the physical, is because a spiritual mature man is not trying to get in your physical. And you know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. He's trying to get in your spiritual.
He's not trying
to get in your physical. And if he shows any signs that there's a lack or one chance that it could go there, you need to slow your roll. And that goes both ways for men and women. Because spiritual maturity says, I won't do anything that will disrespect the spirit. Because, see, when you're spiritually mature, you're motivated to seek God without being somebody telling you to pray, without somebody telling you to study, without somebody telling you to go there. You are ready to go forward in the Lord. And I'm going to stop there, because I'm getting that little sweat on my neck. That's that preaching feeling for me. But this is a dynamic question, because we not only, and this could bounce over for Thursday, we not only need to know what spiritual maturity is, but we need to know how to identify with it. Oh, we got that going on here on the Now Network. That's for sure. Because we are spiritually connecting in the maturity of God.
Yes, we are. And we know that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is always willing. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, you know, and for ladies out there, I'll say this to you. Not that the man has, you want a man, and men, we want a woman who takes care of themselves and dress nice and is upkept and everything. But if their concern is on the outside on anything, that would be a warning sign for me to say, I need to connect with the inside, that we're in agreement on the inside, that we are walking in one accord on the inside instead of the physical on the outside.
Man, let me say it again, because a lot of women think, well, we know that men are visual, so therefore women do put a lot of time and effort into how they look, and not thinking that, oh, a man's going to be, attracted to me spiritually, or he's looking at my spiritual being as well. So that's something. I mean, you're not getting your spirituality together for a man. You really want to do that for your own spiritual maturity, for your own faith, your own relationship with God. But that is what spiritual mature men is going to find attractive in a spiritually mature woman, I would think. Do you agree?
Hey, that's straight out. The scripture says, Matthew 23:3-5, it says, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy cumberstones, loads, and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. See, you're looking for confirmation from people. You know, you're worried about the outside. What are they talking about? What they say about me? I don't care. Go on, say what you're going to say, because people are going to hate. People are going to try to pull you back because they have not reached that position of relationship with God to know spiritual maturity.
Very true. Very true.
Well, you know, the word of God is truth, because when you're spiritual mature, you search the truth, and you're not worried about anything that's not in agreement with the truth. What's the truth? The word of God.
The word of God be true and every man be a liar. Amen.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So that's how you know a spiritual mature person. I'm glad we're talking about us men tonight, because we're working on that, Minister Michelle. As you see, that it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me, because I've been crucified.
That's awesome.
And yes, I had a place of no return that I've already marked that spot. But guess what? God has redeemed me by being new in him, and now I'm not worrying about, like I said, the outside, but the inside. And don't get it twisted. People say, oh, no, you always got this. Yes, I love to dress. My daddy groomed me to dress. I didn't wear jeans until I was a senior in high school, believe it or not. Yeah, I could get away with some painter's pants because they weren't jeans.
Right.
But I'm talking about Levi's, Wranglers, any kind of jean. My father wouldn't let me wear. I wore suits and slacks and things like that. So that's something that's into me. But now, back in the day, of course, that was a tool to use. But now that's just something that I was trained to do. But don't get it twisted. I'll cut grass in them shoes, or help the hungry in them clothes, or do whatever God told me to do, because it's not about the outside. It's about the inside. And being spiritual mature. Now, we can. I want to take advantage to let anybody that feels this topic of spiritual maturity and want to get into the conversation, dial one right now. We usually wait until the end of the conversation, but spiritual maturity is something that we all need. And we all need to recognize, and we all need to practice, and we all need to have the Spirit of God in maturity. Not, you know, not as a, you know, I used to be a baby, but now I'm eating some whole food. Now I'm eating some steaks, and now my hunger for God is going to another level. That I understand him, and I want to be mature. Do you?
Hey, man, I was going to say spiritual maturity doesn't happen overnight either. You have to put time into it. It's not going to wake up. You're just going to be. Yeah, it takes work. You got to put work into it. You know, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And you put something in it, you get something out. So you put that time into it.
Wait a minute. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Who's that? Billy Preston, wasn't it?
I'm not sure, but that's the song, though.
No, you know what? That was way before you. Well, I ain't gonna go there. Anyway, yeah, Billy Preston. But if you don't put nothing in good, you can't get anything back good. But the most important thing is being aware of what God has called in us to the level He's called us to be, to not settle for anything less. I'll say that one again, to not settle for anything less, to know the standard that God has called for you, that if you ever connect with anybody in business, in ministry, in marriage, in anything, it has to be a found equality in the spirit. That's how I know you're spiritually mature, because I'm spiritually mature. Remember, I told you it's not, you know, the change I want to see is in me, not in you. But the confirmation I have to have comes from what I have in me, that what you have in you, that we can high five right off the bat. It won't need to hear a sermon. You know, the spirit leaps. You know, the spirit leaps, like when Mary got around Elizabeth, that belly started going, because the spirit was connecting.
Yes. That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Nobody dial one. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. No, nobody dialed one. That's my backup phone. But let's go to the third question, which is dynamic also, because this question now bounces right on to this one. Look how the Holy Spirit moved this thing. I was in prayer. He said, no, dude, go to that one first, then go to this one, and watch how that one really plays out.
Praise God.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Minister Terry kicked in. She had something to say about that spiritual maturity. Welcome to Man of the Movement. Women Speak Now, the collaboration. Yes. What's up, woman of God?
Praise the Lord, family. Good evening. Ooh, man,
we got another caller also after this that wants to get in this.
Oh, yes. I'm not going to tally too long, but that was Billy Preston, Pastor.
Don't be shy. No, that's who it
was. That
was
Billy Preston.
Yes. Them songs used to be pure and
you know,
wholesome.
He performed at Dominguez High when I was in high school there, so you know I know that was Billy Preston.
Yeah, I saw him in Long Beach.
I'm enjoying this topic here, spiritual maturity. And you know what, though, Pastor E, Minister Michelle, my beautiful family, it's something, it can't be taught. And it can't be learned. It's an individual discovering it in his word. You know, we can hear it, and then once amongst us, we get confirmation of it, but that's growth. That's the maturity in it, but it just can't be taught to you unless you're going on your own and you're seeking it to discover it. Because you can go and you can hear it over and over, but it won't start manifesting within you until you make it. Make his word personal. So I think we discover our maturity by just staying in the word of God. So, I'm loving this. I'm looking forward to number two, and I'm jumping off, family. Love you all.
The more time that you spend with God, you now obtain his wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding.
Right.
That the essence of God stays with you the more you let him in. We need to push that.
Yeah.
We need to push that into the portion room to go out. That the more you put in, the more you get out.
Amen. Praise him. Hallelujah. All right, family, I'm stepping
God
up.
God bless you. Eric Cole, 562, last 4-0-6-9-0. You're live on the collaboration. Good evening. Area code 562, last 4-0-6-9-0.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's me.
That's you.
Praise the Lord.
What's going on, Pastor E? Man, I'm here at the Bible study, man, out here at West Sands Church, you know, with my Bishop Blake. What's going on, Doc?
Man up. What's up, man of God?
Oh, you know, you guys are all on point. Whatever you put in. You know what I mean? That's definitely what you're going to get out. You know, us as people of God, we have to come to Bible study. We can't get it all on Sunday. You can't get it all on one day a week and think you're going to obtain the favor of the Lord. You have to spend time with God, just like you do a relationship. If you don't spend time with your mate, you won't know him. If you don't spend time with somebody you trying to get to know, you definitely won't know him. So you definitely won't know God if you don't spend that time with him. So, you know, going to Bible study, listening to shows like this, you have to feed your soul. You feed your flesh everything. You feed your eye gate everything. You feed your body everything. You clothe it. You feed it. You listen to certain things. But what do you feed the real you that's living beyond the flesh? And you got to feed that person, that woman of God, or that man of God, the words of God. So we have to stay in tune with God. And studying his word and spending time alone with him in order to get
his
to
will.
Know him or know what he wants for our life.
His will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It takes some work, though. It's an all-day process. I'm telling you, I don't care what title you get. Let me tell you, the closer you get, the harder it is. Because now you got a mark on your head. It's called a bullseye, and the enemy is out to rob, kill, and destroy your mind. He's trying to kill your mind, so you can't, watch this, be in a spiritual maturity phase, in a position with God that you're found pleasing and acceptable in his sight. Woo, hallelujah. Man, God bless you, man. Thank you for calling in. I know you out there in West Angeles doing them big things.
I want to say this before I leave. For all the people that's listening to this station, when you said yes to God, you just said, I signed up for this war. So when you know war has its casualties, war has all hell breaking loose, bombs going off, husbands doing this, wives doing that, the people at the job coming against you, all hell will break loose when you say yes to God. And doing so as a good soldier in faith, you got to endure it as a horse. You got to endure all that.
Jesus.
All right, now, amen. You guys,
amen.
Love you, man of God. You know, see you this week, God's willing, if he don't tarry, you know.
God's willing. He ain't done with you yet. He ain't done. I don't want to hear that. I don't even see, that's that old school stuff. I ain't dealing with that. He ain't done with you yet. I will see you Sunday morning in the park. He is not done with you yet. I'm not trying to take away from it, but watch this. We were supposed to be dead a long time ago.
Amen.
When they still had that 9400 block up on the roof at the old county, we were supposed to be dead back then.
Man, oh my God.
So he is not done with you yet. So come on now, see you Sunday. We're going to do this thing. If y'all need an outfit, get at Minister Carlos, because if you see me dressed, you know that's my personal clothing store right there. Giving a little plug out tonight. God bless you, bro.
All right, man. Likewise. Appreciate you.
I know I'll see you tomorrow. Area code 281, last four, 1160. Did you have a question here on the collaboration?
Yes, I did, Pastor. How you doing? Hope all is well.
Man, bless, man. No, stay blessed.
In regards to what the last brother said, I've come to realize that we have to move even in the tactical realm as well. I've been coming under a lot of attack, and I've seen it almost in the spiritual eye, because my daughters are going up to someplace here up in Texas where they're going to minister to the women, and it's just going to be me and my child. And I've made that step forward to man up. And I've been speaking for accountability, man to man, because that's the way I was raised. I was almost beaten until I was 22, and I didn't think nothing of it. When we start hitting these men with the word and start getting out of these, like one lady had ministered to me one day, the Holy Spirit is going to start coming when the Lord is coming back.
Who, Jesus?
And
that's real talk, man.
That's what's
dynamic about this, because as I said, as we connect and as we get closer, which God is doing that in the spirit, you know, just as you said, you're not going alone. I have some friends that will go with you, and they're out in Fifth Ward ministering tonight. If they were on the line, I'd get you connected, but we're going to connect after this broadcast, and I'm going to link all four of us up on the phone, because we got help for you out there in H-Town, and that's why I know God sent you to me to mentor you and to work and to man up with you that you know you're not out there by yourself, my bro.
Yes, and I'm going to keep listening, brother, and with respect. I look at these Godfather's movies, and I remember how they were shaking up things, moving things. And I had told one pastor at one point, go look at the movie. There's some points that almost line up with the Word of God. When he was moving Tom Higgins out of position,
structure. It's structure. It's all about order. Everything must be done decently in order. And that's it, without getting into a history lesson tonight, the Italians were about order.
Yes,
I watched all six over and over. Don't Let a Marathon Come On. I love that series, and as you say, I confirm that with you because there are nuggets to draw off of that too, man. We'll talk offline on that one, man. But thanks so much,
sir.
Man. We got another caller. God bless. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. We got more coming. We got another question that's going to be dynamic too. Area code 323, last 42161. You're live. Man Up, the movement, Women Speak Now, the collaboration.
Praise the Lord. This is Carolyn. Minister Carolyn, how are you guys this evening?
What's up, family?
Good evening, Minister Carolyn. God bless
you. Hi, Minister Michelle. I missed you yesterday, but I'll try to be real, real quick.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. No. Let's say that out loud. We missed you yesterday.
Yeah, I missed her. I did.
Thank you, family. I miss you guys, too. I'm happy to be back with you tonight.
I came in on the end, but they was talking about maturity, and then I listened to the people ahead of me that talked, and I was like, wow, just that quick, God gave me something to say, and it's like a couple of things touched me, and it was I think was that Minister Carlos from Los Angeles?
Yes, it was.
Okay, it was something he said about, you know, going to church, you just can't get fed on the weekend. I'm the type of person that, you know, sometimes Satan will come to you when you try to read your word and you'll fall asleep or it's the wrong time, but I stay on prayer lines no matter what. And it's like I have to visualize something, you know, like I have to see people in work because, you know, a lot of people play church. They play, I got to see you walking the walk and talking the talk, and that's how I want to be. And so I can say that I've spiritually grown since this, since I've been tuning in to you and Minister Michelle's broadcasting. And it's like, you could go to church on Sunday, you go to Bible study on Thursday, but I know in my heart of hearts that that's not enough. And then I'll take it to a different level because you always say that you and I come from the streets. And that's so true. And I've been in my neighborhood like all my life. So it's like being a child, you watch the older people, you know, the big homies.
The triple OGs.
and you want to be like them. You know what I'm saying? And if they got the sack and they on the block, because this is a collaboration, I know. So I really starting to feel that I'm a part of, because we all got different parts of life. We're all come from different parts of life. So I always get my hood as examples, and it's like when you see the older people, you try to be like them. When they get a car, they're on the corner and they're selling drugs, you try to be like them. Okay, that's enough of that life.
Ooh, Jesus.
So I said that to say that with my spiritual walk, now I look at the people older than me, like you. You always said we live the same kind of life. So I look at your walk. When Minister Carlos was in the park, I listened to him and I was like, dang, that's heat. That's fire. It's because you guys come down to where I'm at, like my level. I mean, I can understand that.
Amen.
And then Minister Michelle, the way she talks and just her voice, and it's like, but then sometimes she'll let you know that for me to not have done that, you know, because back in the days I would, and you're like, no, not Minister Michelle would have set it off on somebody, you know, but that's. So when I mean, I want to be like people like that. So that's how I'm growing, because I want to be where I could talk to somebody and they could reach over me like they done Minister Michelle, and I don't say what I normally would say. I'm not going to say it, but I don't say that. And even though I'm a minister, I have flaws. I have big flaws, and I'm still working on it. But I know for a fact God reached in. He grabbed me out so I could go back in the lion's den.
Wait,
I could grab more people like me.
That's right.
So my maturity is really coming from this broadcast, and I'm serious.
Let me tell you this, though. It was a very, very, very important move by you. Because, you know, when you're from the hood, you don't like to get checked. But you allowed the Holy Spirit to check you without no offense. And then you made a change in your life by changing your mind.
Thank
you didn't
God.
Look at the person who was checking you. Oh, and I pray I did it in love, and I know I did. I know I did. But to be checked, we automatically buck up. Like, wait a minute, hold it, homie, hold it. Wait, I run this block. You get back over there on third. I got fourth. But you allow God to speak to you, and you immediately moved. And that's why I know we're connected, because God connects those that move now. And say, that wasn't him talking. That wasn't her talking. That was God talking. And
Amen.
We hear the voice of God through other people and say, did that really change your life that night? Because God told me it did. He told me to do it. And we gotta let the redeemed say so. We gotta testify so others know. Every time somebody tells you something, doesn't mean they're trying to hurt you. They're trying to help you.
Right. And then, Pastor, the other thing I wanted to say is, I don't know if it's right, because this is a different time and age. So my thing is, it's like I go visit other churches. I have a bishop, and then somebody else ordained me, and I went up under them, and I done their classes, and I, you know, and I know back in the days, they used to call that, excuse me, but they did used to say, they would call them church whores, right?
Yes.
Okay. My thing is, I don't think, and I want your minister, Michelle, and if the other evangelists, if they're on the phone, to tell me, I don't think that there's, you know, like some people are supposed to plant seeds and other people are supposed to water them. As long as it grows, some plant,
some nurture, some water. So there's some different areas.
Right. So my thing is, what they called it in the old days, in my heart of hearts, I don't think that there's anything wrong with me going to my church and letting my pastor do Bible study and whatever, and I'm in the house of the Lord, and then getting on this broadcasting with you, because I'm growing. I'm growing from everybody. And like they said, take a village to raise a kid. I mean, I'm going because
I need it. But let me
tell you, it ain't where you go,
it's where you grow. It's not where you go, it's where you grow. I'm going to say that again.
Amen.
It's not where you go, it's where you grow.
Okay.
God called us to be the church. That's why I'm so glad to be honored to be the whatever you want to call me on this network. I got a lot of titles. But just to have a place that we can grow. Because there are not a lot of churches. But I want to say this to you, you know, in a prophetic way, Minister Carolyn, you got a lot of church hurt in you. Because you done did a lot that people asked you to do, but they have not done what they said he was going to do. I've been in that same seat. Let me tell you this. Growing in God makes it personal. I can go to a lot of churches, and I've cut down a lot. I used to be in churches every time I walk in the door. Give him the mic. Let him preach. Let him sing. And God said, you better stop. Because you just going. You ain't growing. Oh, my hallelujah. Think this. You got to really think it. Now, watch this. See, when you get into fellowship with God, it's one-on-one all the time. You don't need confirmation from men. You don't have to go through, and don't get me wrong, yes, we need training, and yes, we need motivation and checking, but you don't need that to validate your relationship with God. There's a lot of churches that use that as an obstacle to pull you in, that you can be validated, but you really never get validated because it's just about what they need you to do. I'm speaking into your spirit today that when you grow in God, when you woman up, you understand you go for your own purpose to go to church, because I need to get my praise on. I love that. Ooh, I love them songs. Oh, yeah, and dude up there can preach too. But I go for my own benefit. And when God tells me to give because I'm a faithful servant, when God tells me to sow because I believe in sowing to receive harvest, I'm not doing it for the church person. Physical, I'm doing it because that's what God told me to do.
Amen.
Amen.
That's real.
Amen. And I would just only add that, you know, we know the word of God says in Acts 2:17 that in the last days God said, I'll pour out my spirit on all people, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will see dreams, And we are living in that last day, and God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh, whoever will, whoever is available, that is who he's dealing with. And we know that knowledge is being increased. And so I think it's okay that we get knowledge wherever God is planting the knowledge at. I mean, I have a home church, and that's where I go on Sundays. But I also attach myself to other ministries, my own ministry, where I'm being fed. So I think wherever the knowledge is at, wherever God is sending you, you know, you always led by the Spirit. It's not like you say, I can't go here, I can't go there. You go wherever the Lord is telling you to go. We don't We don't know anything about the Spirit of God. So if the Spirit of God says go here, you go there. He says turn right,
man
turn right.
Ever gets
turn
in it. If any man ever gets in it and says, well, why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. I need you to do, then that's where you start this question to say, am I growing or am I just going somewhere? Believe me, there are, I can't count the numbers of people, pastors, bishops, evangelists that are part of this network that still connect but still do their ministry because we're working together as a whole to say there's no difference in us. We need to join on one accord. But if it's somebody out there that says, well, you need to be over here instead of being there. No, I'm not over there. I'm with we together. Then that's where I question. That's why I don't go a lot of places because everybody trying to build their own thing instead of building the God thing.
Well,
that's the thing there. And that's where you have to be conscious, spiritually mature. That's back to that same subject. Being spiritually mature to say, the Spirit tapped you on the shoulder and said, see, that wasn't growing you. That was growing them. But some of us still do it because we want to get in where we fit in or where we thought we fit in instead of letting God fit in us and everything else works itself out.
Amen. And then we also know there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And God is only coming back for one.
Dab on the devil. Dab on the devil.
Dab
on the devil. Dab on the devil. I let that little part of the Jesus voice come out of me right then. But
amen.
Dab on the devil. Yeah, I had to get one more in. Amen. Hallelujah. We just sparked up some other callers. Hold on. I want to get to this other question because before we open the lines, hold on. We have to get to question number three. Please allow this because this is working into everything we've talked about. We're going to be short about it. We have 15 minutes left of the broadcast, but we have another hour of recording if y'all want to keep going. We're going to open up the lines and let you get involved, but let us ask this last question first, then we'll bring it back in. I see you, area code 323, last four, 3105. I see you, 281. No, we've already been on there. Hold on. Where's the other one? Evangelist Virginia, you know you coming in. I see you, that 3105 and Evangelist Virginia and anybody else that wants to get in this conversation, dial one. But I need this last question to be asked. Come on, Minister Michelle, what is question number three?
You got it. Question number three was submitted to us by Minister Annie. We had it last week. We kept it over for this week because it was so awesome. And question number three is, when a wife is already serving God, and later in the marriage, the husband becomes a Christian, and the husband wants to worship at a different place of worship, should his wife leave her place of worship to follow her husband? A wife is already serving God, but then later in the marriage, they've been married for a while, and he's not a believer. She's already at her place of worship. He decides, okay, I'm a believer now, and now I want to worship somewhere different. And the wife's already been worshiping at her place of worship for who knows how many years. Should she leave her place of worship to follow her husband who wants to worship somewhere
this different? This is like a five-scale question.
Amen.
Really, that's why I had to get it in because there are a lot of women out there that have tarried for their cheating husband, for their lying husband, for their abusive husband, and every other husband there is that's not feeding into a relationship. But God is so merciful. Amen. God is so merciful, he could change anyone who calls his name. So in that process of all those circumstances, this one gentleman receives the call of God. Now, as I said, many of you out there tonight, as we'll continue next Thursday, have tarried for us, have prayed for us, have gotten us over. Some are mad because when we made it, we left you. That's a sin. Some are mad because you supported, and then when it blew you got left. There's so many areas of how you've been hurt. But that one guy who made it and came home and said, I see the light. Everything you've been saying to me all along, I agree with you. There can be a little contradictory situations that a marriage of that magnitude would endure. First of all, the couple has to be in agreement, because when he submits, they both submit to what? One another.
Amen.
The problem is, and I got this, is my biggest, this was the number one response I got, is that if a woman has been going to a church 20 years,
mm-hmm.
there are some things in that church and her growth and her familiarity and her connections that would never allow that man that is now agreeing with her to ever stand with her. So brother said, well, I know that's an awesome church, but she has too much history there. We're looking for a new thing where we're growing together, not to take her away from something else, but for us to get together and find a church that fills both of our needs. So should she leave? It depends. Are they in agreement that now he then came back whole and they agree on one accord? Everything that's done from that point is no longer his or her needs, but is the needs of both. And so should she leave? I can't answer that question. But have they discovered God on one-on-one to say he's going to lead them to grow together?
Amen.
And I'm telling you, from this is from experience now, when a woman gets involved in a church over a long period of time, she develops relationships, she develops positions, especially if she is faithful and good at what she does. It doesn't take away from her worth at that church. It takes away from her worth in the marriage now if she really believes that he has been redeemed.
I have a question on that, Pastor E. So
go ahead.
I think there would be value. I think it would be value in the church, as long as, you know, the church is preaching the word of God and it's a strong ministry, you know, in terms of the anointing of the Holy Spirit and things like that. But I would think that there was value in this ministry because it kept her strong enough to pray him into the ministry. You see what I'm saying? To whatever it was that he needed to overcome, whatever she needed to do, was to be patient, to pray more, to be more forgiving, whatever it was, you know, it was her attachment to this ministry that kept her faith strong, that kept her,
sustained.
Yeah, sustained her.
Until,
you know, so well, see, I would
now,
think
now,
that,
see, you started it.
Mm-hmm.
It kept her sustained for the arrival of the one in God. See, something new is something never, ever, 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 ever been done before. It doesn't take away from the ministry. They're going to still be connected to the ministry. But sometimes you got to go God's purpose, not the church purpose. If sustaining someone is getting them to the place to that they're free to do the will of God, and the will of God is that marriage. Here's the man, or vice versa. Here's the woman that finally stop doing all that. Just as we all just the same. There's men that have been hurt, there's women that be hurt. But all of a sudden, here comes the revelation of God moving in their life. That goes for men too. But relationships can contaminate the newness of God in the new relationship, because there's so much bad luggage. There's so much. How much pain in sustaining someone that you even, because sustaining really means that you went through it with them. So the fairness of it, and I pray I'm speaking in the Holy Spirit, is that the couple has to be about one, not about the church that got you there. Because I release my praying grandmother and my praying mama, my praying daddy and all them people, because they sustained me to get here, because now I need to do right by him on my own.
I hear you. I mean, but even beyond the sustaining, let's say that just her, whatever it is, let's say her ministry is there, you know. Her ministry.
No, you be honest. No, I don't want to be honest. You be honest. Come on, because you can keep it real for the ladies tonight. I ain't trying to step on no toes.
I'm saying like she's already established. She could have been on the whatever board. Let's say she's on a certain auxiliary, or she's a deaconess, or she's on the ministerial staff. I mean, she's established here in her ministry. This is where she's been. This is where her ministry is at. And, you know, all these years she's not been part of the ministry, and now you didn't see the light, and you want me to leave my ministry? Mm-mm, buddy. You better come on over here with me and stop tripping.
And I understand that. But here's the point that I'm trying to make is that what's more important? Not the ministry you're connected to, but the ministry you call to.
I mean, they may be called.
Come on, taste that a little bit for me. Come on, just taste that a little bit for me because you said it.
My ministry I'm called to could be that ministry there, though. I mean, my time, my season may not be up there, but now your season, you know what I mean? It's like you have come into this, whatever you've come into the knowledge, you've come into your accepting, you've come into your personal relationship, but my season may not be up at this particular time. You know, so I just think, I mean, I don't know if it is or not. I'm just saying that could be a particular situation. I just think that both people are going to have to come together and agree, you know, as a couple.
Well, if,
say,
if
okay,
two
well,
people are in agreement, there would never
you know,
be a controversy
okay,
of leaving a
you know?
Church. Because
right.
if two people are in agreement, then he already knows that I got to submit first. So
right.
a real spiritual mature man would not come in and say, leave now. He would do what he have to do to go together.
Right. That's true. Amen.
But I'm telling you on the other side, those people that are still mature in God, that mm-hmm. hold people accountable for their past, if they come into your church and you doing this and they doing that, but they got you on the back row and you a man, let me tell you, there's going to be problems at night at home.
Or either they feel like, you know, the guy, I can see the man feeling like they're judging him because, you know, they may have prayed about his infidelity
see,
or,
that's
you know,
right.
whatever the case may be. And now they're giving him side eyes. I mean, I can understand that too.
Yes. And that's why I say it's so important
that.
For the oneness to connect. Not the churches, not the ministries or anything else that when one comes, because God says, don't be unequally yoked. But when mm-hmm. the yoke comes, we got to be willing to connect with the yoke because you've been praying for the yoke all these years.
Right.
And when the yoke shows up, it has to say, okay, I want to be conscious to God that any decisions we make from now forward is to respect God. God ain't going to tell you to leave a church that you've been sowing and they've been sowing to you the next day. But God will say, this is not the place for you guys to grow as one. You got too
Amen.
Much history. You got too much going on over here. And not to take away from you, but to add to you because two can move the mountain. One just keep climbing. That
Amen.
Was from the Holy Spirit. That wasn't from Pastor E. That was from the Holy Spirit. Because there are marriages out there right now that are dependent women. And I'm being very, I got to be specific about this, Minister Michelle, because women have taken on relationships where they were the greater.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have companionship. Just to have somebody there. But the
right.
equality is never there because no one can match where you are. And vice versa, they call them sugar daddies, but there's some brothers out there that no one can match where you are, but you use where you are to get what you want.
I hear you. I hear you. That's real talk.
Oh yeah, we have real talk on every broadcast. I'm going to get that
Amen.
Part in. But really, mm-hmm. transparency is saying nobody's right or wrong, but something's messed up in the system, and until we see it together.
Amen.
Because every response you said confirmed, some people might out there say, well, wait a minute, she said this, he said that. No, I heard confirmation, but the women hear it a different way as well as the men hear it a different way. That's why we keep shouting, working together to work things out.
Amen.
The collab.
Amen.
You ready to open up the lines at this point of we have shared that question. I hope I
yes.
answered it as well as possible.
You did. No,
anyone else that wants to get in on this conversation, please dial 1. Area code 323, last 4, 3105. You are live on the collaboration.
Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you guys doing? It's beautiful.
What's up?
Awesome.
You guys got a heavy topic going on the airwaves.
Yeah, we do. It's heavy. It's heavy. It's tight, but it's right. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, there goes another song. It's getting hot in here. You better raise your hands and praise. I had to change that around. I didn't want to get that second bar.
Remix.
Remix.
That's
Christian
right.
Well, they call that the what they call that the Jesus. They just told me that the other day. Were they doing that Christian mix over? Anyway, we all got to change. Take back what the enemy has stolen, and make music.
That's right. Praise God. I agree. Amen.
Welcome, family. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I can't complain. Headed out to my church because we're in revival for 3 days. So when I saw what was going on, I just thought I'd take a few moments to call in. And as the young people say, chop it up with the fam.
Yeah, chop it up with us. That's all good. Come on, who is this? I know the
this
number, but I'm not.
Calling.
What's up? Oh, no, you better.
Vicky,
oh, no, no. We need a shout out from you right now because Friday night, y'all that are missing having fun as a Christian, you need to come out. Just come visit me. I'm the MC. You can see me all night long. I told somebody today, I don't get out till 8. Come on. I'll be there the whole time. And we need to know what's going on. Come on, share that with us tonight. And then we're going to talk about the collaboration, but share the event.
This coming Friday, April 28th, is the reopening of Psalms Gospel Cafe. My name is Vicky. I am the owner-operator. We have some outstanding, and I'm so super excited, artists who are on for this coming Friday. We have Daniel the Lion. We have Robert Hawkins. We have Mikey who's coming out. We have Sister Cynthia Michelle and Brother Ishmael Terry. And also yours truly, Pastor E, will be in the house.
What?
So we're looking forward.
Man, praise God.
We're looking forward to have a great time. The doors open at 7 o'clock. The show will begin at 8 o'clock. There is a cover fee, which is $10. There is food that is available for sale as well. And so just come on out. It's Friday night. You can come casual. You don't have to get all dressed in unless you choose to. I don't want to stop anybody's swag. But just come on
yeah,
out.
Yeah, don't stop my swag. Please don't stop my swag because they better be ready. They can be like, ooh, that's Pastor. Ooh, Pastor, I got a fit ready.
I love it, Pastor. I love it. You making me go hit the mall tomorrow.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. We got to do what we got to do. No, we are going to have a great time. And I'm just so excited because from the time we moved back to California, we've been doing Friday Night Live, which is some worship, some word, and all that. And a partner of mine called me today and said, are you going to be like mixing Friday Night Live in with that? I said, look, whatever the God says to do, we are going to do. But
amen.
To have a place to fellowship and have fun, I am not square. I like to have fun. And I don't think God called you to be square either. And this is the new launch. They've been calling it the I'm putting it on you tonight. This is the new launch. Something never, ever been done before. That what you experience is going to be new. You're going to say, where did this come from? Because God is about to rock your world at the new opening of the cafe.
It's going to be as they like. I like using some of those young words that young people use is okay. Like it's going to be popping and it's going to be lit. I don't know the definition, but it sounds right.
Well, you know, my boys in Houston, they be like, we turn it up. We turn it up for Christ. Oh yeah. They turn. I tell you, I'm going to bring a 3 crew out to we're going to talk about it Friday. But
okay.
I'm telling you, you check out, I'm going to send you them names tonight. You check out, you'll be like, wait a minute, they major artists. I'm going to bring them right up in there, and we're going to do this thing. It's on. I can't wait.
It's on. All right, y'all, I got to get out of here and go to keep revived, restored, and renewed in the word of God. So thank you guys again for this time, and you all have a great evening, and be blessed.
You
man
too.
Up, the collaboration with Women Speak Now. We're going to get you back on this broadcast on a spiritual level because I know you have a lot to share with the ladies and with the men also. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Evangelist, Virginia, Valentine, the collaboration is open to you. That spiritual maturity. Yeah, I know you had hairs on your neck with that spiritual maturity also. Come on, speak to the people.
Man of God, y'all, this is so heavy. Y'all need a continuation.
Amen. Praise God.
That comes Thursday. That comes Thursday.
This is so heavy. Y'all have so much. And I've been hearing so much. And Minister Michelle, how are you tonight, my sister?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing awesome, my sister Evangelist Valentine. God bless you.
And God bless you also.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise Jesus. Woo, Jesus.
Praise,
praise
Jesus. Jesus. Preach Jesus.
Lord,
walk Jesus.
God. Woo, Jesus. I've been listening to that so much. And something that I heard Minister Callan said, if you all don't mind me saying this, I heard her say how she goes to her Bible study.
Yes.
And then when she comes back, she get on the Now Network.
Yep.
And how much she's in the things of God. And the Lord dropped it in my spirit to tell her, to share with her, that God is taking her from faith to faith and glory to glory.
Amen.
She's at her Bible study, and then she's on the airways every night. The sister is growing. She has so much to give right now. God is doing this. He's taking her from faith to faith and glory to glory. I hope you hear me, Sister Carla. Jesus. Whew. And y'all was talking about spiritual.
You're live.
I'm here, Pastor, and I was just fixing to text you and let you know that I've merged Donovan in. Also, he just called. But yes, ma'am, Evangelist, I hear you.
Sister, you go to Bible study, and every night I hear you on the airways. Oh, you is on this Now Network. And I could hear the difference in your voice. I could hear the growth in your voice. And this is the God. This is God. And he dropped in my spirit to tell you. He's taking you from faith to faith, my sister, and glory to glory. You receive that in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I receive it. In the name of Jesus, I do receive it.
God bless you, my sister.
Thank you. God bless you too, Evangelist.
Thank you. God bless you. And listen, Minister Michelle.
Yes.
You was talking about spiritual maturity.
Wait. Woman of God, hold on 1 second. I'm going to bring you right back in. But there's a time constraint on this phone call. There's our brother out there, Brother Donovan.
Go ahead.
I know you're on three-way. I know where you are. I know your situation. But I want you to know, man, I got you. This network, man up the movement. We are standing in agreement with you. Your freedom is already delivered because you're free in your mind. You're free in your soul. You're free in your spirit. And guess what? Your freedom connects with mine. I have to speak this in your spirit tonight while you're on this line to say, man,
Donovan,
I need
are you
address.
There?
I'm listening.
This call and your telephone.
I need the address.
Me and
you need to start.
Uh-huh.
Nah, he's there. He's there. He's there. I hear him. He's there.
Okay.
I'm going to get the address text to me tonight. Me and you need to connect. I got some information I want to send to you. But guess what? You're not alone. Not even there, but when the revelation of God frees you from the physical, we're there for you also. You,
amen.
I won't leave you by yourself. I said this, the last man up, and you got cut off. But I need to speak this into your spirit that we have been assigned to you,
amen.
And that no weapon formed against you will prosper. That the freedom of your mind is delivered, and the people that you need to be in your court are in your corner right now by the name of Jesus. And you are free, brother. And I need you to speak that to your own spirit daily, that who the Son sets free is free indeed. And you claim your freedom. And there's no more worry. There's no more doubt. There's no more question. But there's freedom of the mind that now you can be free in the spirit. The physical will take care of itself. And guess what? We all, me included, have made wrong decisions. I had to do every month I had to do the parole. I had to do all that because those were my bad decisions. But the freedom of God freed me in my mind that they took me off a year early. they told me that they would release me quicker. They said things to me that I said, hey, wait a minute, I already accepted the things of my past, and I'm going to pay the retribution for it. And they said, get out of here, son. So don't look at what's on the outside. Get the inside together and man up with me. We link it in together in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I Amen. Cover you. I intercede for you. I stand in the gap for you.
Thank
I've been
you.
On that same block. I've been on that same row. I've been in that same cell. And I say, oh, not your will, but God's will be done. That your spirit will flow throughout that whole block, that lives are changed. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name glory. Of Evangelist Virginia, excuse me. Go ahead. Go ahead.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. I'm glad you prayed for that, brother. Thank you, man of God. Thank you. God, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you. We praise you, Jesus.
You got anything to say, Donovan?
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I know you got about 3 or 4 minutes left on that call. You got something you would like to say?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I want
to. Oh, Jesus.
I would like to say that the things you have said are very true, because one thing that I do every day, and that is I do a whole lot of soul searching, and you are absolutely right about it all starts with me. It all starts with me getting me together. That's the work I've been doing on myself and putting in every day.
All day.
You know, and I feel mighty good today. I feel even better than I felt years ago in here. And I really do feel very close to my freedom, because I know I've been putting in the work to go home and to come out the right way, opposed to being the man that I once was. And I thank God for it each day, each night. And I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate everyone else's prayers. And I pray that I do have a chance to meet you guys someday. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, when you put it on those three levels right there, there's no doubt we'll meet again. But this is the point I want you to know. Don't leave here without understanding the Spirit speaking, that we are standing with you. We're going to be there as a support system to help you through the transitions. Some of us have walked that same walk, had to do that same thing without having support. But now we got support. I want you to know that you have support.
I appreciate it.
That's real talk. And that's without, no, you don't owe nothing. Don't think you are held accountable for anything. This is the Holy Spirit saying that what was done for us, we have to do for others. God bless you, my brother.
Amen.
Evangelist Virginia.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank it's your time. I apologize for stepping in there, but now go
That's
ahead and
okay.
finish what the Lord has put in your heart.
That's okay. That's okay. Oh, God, I'm glad you did. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm glad that you did, man. I'm glad that you did. You did what you had to do. Ooh, you
Obedience
did what you had to do.
Better than
no
sacrifice.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
You did what you had to do, man of God.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord.
Thank
and
you,
I live
Jesus.
My
thank
voice.
You. Go ahead, man of God. Just go ahead and sing
to
it.
Worship you. Oh, my soul.
Yes.
Rejoice.
Yes.
Take joy, my King, in what you hear.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Let it be a sweet, sweet,
sweet
sound. Let it be a sweet,
sweet,
sweet
sound.
Let it be a
sweet sound
in your ear. Hallelujah.
Glory. Praise your name, Lord.
Loving him.
Walking with him. Talking with him.
Hallelujah.
Loving him.
Oh,
let
Jesus.
Us know we love him.
Come on, come on. Somebody
Lord,
need to love him tonight. Because he's
let
already loved
love
you.
Him.
You need to get involved in this worship because
yes.
you thought you didn't have a way out. Now you got a way out.
Yes.
You thought you didn't have no
out.
Help, but help showed up. You thought you was
yes,
done
indeed.
With and everything that turned around in your life. You need to say, I love
yes.
you.
Love
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord. I love you, Lord.
Love you, Jesus. I can't say nothing else but
I
love you, Jesus.
Name.
I can't say nothing else but I love you, Jesus. I worship your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I worship your name,
I worship
Jesus.
You. I worship you.
I worship you, Jesus.
I worship you.
We worship you. We worship you.
Thank
you
for
Jesus.
Thank you for bringing me through.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for sustaining me.
Yes,
thank you for
thank
waiting
you for
on
me.
Me.
Yes, go yes, Jesus.
Thank
you
for trusting me even when I didn't trust you.
Yes, he
Ooh,
did.
Yes.
Thank you for forgiving
yes.
me even when I cursed your name.
Yes, yes Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you were still there until
yes,
I called you.
He was still there all the time. He was
until
still
I
there.
Called you, so I call you tonight.
Yes, he was still there.
And I
he
say thank you.
Now.
I don't
he
need nothing from you but just to receive my praise.
Yes,
I'm not
receive
asking
my
for a blessing. I want to bless you.
Yes.
I'm not asking for a deliverance. I'm delivered.
No, we're
and
not.
So I want to thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not wondering
you.
When it's going to happen. It's already happened. I thank you.
It's already happening. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I am free.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am free.
I know I am free.
I'm free,
so free
indeed. I am not the same person I used to be.
I am not the same. I know I'm not the same. I am
and
not
I won't
the same.
Go back. I won't go back. The place of no
back.
Return has no more effect
yes,
on my
Lord.
Life. The place of
I've
no return
saying.
Cannot influence
yes.
me. The place
praise
of no
Jesus.
Return cannot oh draw
praise
me.
Praise Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you for the Lord, thank you for the man up. And oh
thank
Jesus,
you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
the collaboration.
Jesus. The
thank you, Minister Michelle. Thank you, family.
Thank you, family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because God loves you more than he loves me. Thank you.
Because
God got
yes,
a plan, for you. Thank you. God called
thank
your name
you.
Before he did mine. Thank you. God
yes,
positioned
thank
you
yes,
before
he did
me.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That I will see you rise before I rise. Thank you. That I can
let's
say
thank
you, Lord, for giving them the favor before you
thank
gave
you.
It to me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
oh,
you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Less of me
you,
and
Jesus.
More of you is all of those
yes,
ingredients.
Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Better start
Lord,
giving some
you.
Things up.
Give us
before
some
we end this
and
broadcast,
can
we open up the portion room?
Yes, open it up. Because
you never know. You never know how it needs to be filled. You just know it needs to
yes.
be put in.
Amen.
Yes.
And
amen.
I don't know about
hallelujah.
Y'all. I'm even blessed by the portion rule because the more I give, the more I receive.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Praise God.
Glory to your
so
name.
We thank you, Lord, to give us an opportunity
thank
to
you.
Sow.
Yes.
We thank you for the opportunity to give
thank
freely.
You, Jesus. To give.
We oh,
give.
We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that
thank
your altar
you.
Is open for
it's
a
open.
Sacrifice
yes.
that is holy without blemish.
Oh, Jesus, thank you, Father.
So everything you've given to us,
Lord
we want to give it, and we want to push
we
it out. Well,
give it
let,
back.
Let me speak for me. Let me speak for me. Yeah. Everything you blessed me with, all the stuff that I didn't need, that I just got an overwhelming surplus,
yes.
I give it away
yes.
freely right now. I push
freely.
It into the portion room.
Let's push it in. I push it. I push it.
Oh, I know you blessed me. I know you kept my mind sane. I know
yes.
you. I know you show favor. I give it all to some. I put it in a portion
yes.
room.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
That is freely given, is freely received into those that have a need.
Oh, glory to your name.
I'm not talking about geographical places. I'm not even talking about physical names. I'm talking about the spirit of a need.
Spirit of a need. That's it. That's it.
Oh, you know, that spiritual maturity, y'all going to be hearing a lot about that because they kicked it off. But I'm for the preach on it. I'm for the share it. I'm for the teach it.
Yes.
I'm for the give it. I'm for the relay it.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Spiritual
maturity.
Spiritual maturity.
Oh, wait a minute.
And
hold on. I got another little portion here that popped up. I'm going to give that away too. Wait a minute. Here go another one. Every time I give one, here go two more. Come on, God, just take it all from me.
Amen.
But every time I give one, here go another one. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you,
Jesus. Oh, fill me. Rain on us.
Yes, Lord. Let it rain on us, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Let it rain on us, Lord.
I know y'all call me crazy because I am. I know you call me
no,
peculiar because that's what they already said my name was. But I'm a child of God. And I'm learning that the more you give, there's not enough room to receive. But you got to keep giving. Oh, my God. You got to keep giving. You got to keep giving.
Yes.
We're growing here on this network.
Of course. Show it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes, yes,
I'm telling you.
Yes.
There's a team of one growing.
Amen.
That when we stand up, no matter how many numbers we are, we gonna all say yes, and we gonna all say amen.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
Lord.
It can't no number over,
no number
overrun us because we say yes and amen.
Yes, and amen.
To the spiritual maturity in God.
And God.
Amen.
That's where it is. It's in God. Spiritual
materials. I have went to such another level tonight.
Ooh, Jesus.
I'd have been the show, this show down. We on an hour and 25 minutes.
Yes,
praise
God. But spiritual maturity is something that all believers need to obtain.
Yes. Obtain.
What does Mark 6 and 33 say?
Give.
Seek ye first.
Seek ye first. Seek God first.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes.
And then what? All of these things will be added unto who? Me.
You.
To me.
Amen.
Me. Oh, no. Whoever said you, give me yours. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Me.
If somebody said you, you meant me. I'll take yours. But he says,
me, man of God,
will be given unto me.
Me. To me.
When you make the word personal, you means me.
Me.
Amen.
Jesus.
Y'all means y'all, but you means me.
Me mean me. Me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Michelle, we're gonna shut this thing down. The collaboration has been dynamic. Anyone else that may have a last request, go ahead and dial one. But that one question out there tonight, that just kind of you popped up on this broadcast. You don't even know what we're talking about. You didn't curse God. Dial one right now. We want to pray with you and show you the light by giving you a starter kit that makes it personal for you.
Yes.
But Minister Michelle.
Yes.
I know you got your closing remarks, so we're going to give Evangelist Virginia her opportunity to give her closing remarks, 2 minutes.
Well,
come
I
to
like
you.
To
somebody else
want to
get involved. Somebody else want to get involved.
Yes.
We'll let you have a closing moment, woman of God.
Yes, Lord. I would like to give a closing remark, but let me say this first. When I went to New Orleans Saturday morning to my first cousin homegoing celebration.
Yes. Yes.
We had an awesome time. God moved, and there so many people came here from Louisiana, and I met so many cousins from Monroe, from New Orleans, from different areas, and man of God, I give them this now network number. Amen. I give them this now network number. And I told them I'm coming on Friday. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. And we just, oh, it was just so, I can't explain it, but God. Moved.
But God. But God.
But God. But God.
And the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Yes. And I want to give this closing remarks to Minister Michelle. I love you. You're an awesome sister.
I love you. I love
you. You're just a woman of integrity. You just down the earth. You got it all together. And when you come on these airways, you are so awesome. And you have given so much tonight.
And
I pray that God, I pray that God will continue to use you in a mighty way. He'll take
you
higher than you ever been before.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
He'll take you higher than you ever been before. And to you, man of God,
I
know you're a blessed man of God. I know you're a blessed man of God. I know you're a blessed man of God. And I keep hearing you telling your testimony over and over and over again about where you was and where you was been, where you had been and how you was in wherever. I'm not going to call, but I tell you what, God know what he was doing. God has turned your life around, and God has given you this now network, this P2P ministry, the Blog Talk Radio. God ain't through with you yet, man of God. And I tell you what.
Hey.
But God.
But God.
But God, man of God, but God.
I won't give up.
Don't you give up.
I will tarry.
Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give up.
I will tarry.
Don't you let go. Dare give up and don't you let go. Don't turn around.
Don't look back.
Don't turn to the left nor to the right.
Come on now.
Don't you turn to the left nor to the right, but you stay focused. Don't let none stop you. Don't let none block you. You just keep
Glory
on, keep
God.
It on. You're an anointed, powerful man of God, and I wouldn't be on these airways every chance I get. But God has got something on here for me, too. Thank you, Jesus.
He got something on here for all of us.
Yes,
he does.
When the word goes forth, we all receive.
Yes, I receive.
And that's
so
why
much.
I bless you. That's why I bless you. Everything you said to me, you know, if you ever speak something into my life, I'm sending it back to you triple times.
Yes, Lord.
I'm like baseball throwing. Every time you say, God blessed you, I blessed you three times more, and I'm throwing it harder.
Yes, and I receive it.
I don't even want to get it. I just want to keep throwing it back.
I'm gonna throw it back too.
Bless you, woman of God.
Jesus.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all better listen up Friday. 52 weeks of love, week 17.
Jesus.
Y'all better get in.
Yeah.
Minister Michelle.
I just want to tell Evangelist that everything she prayed for me, I'll pray it back to her 100 times fold in Jesus' name. And I just want to tell everybody who's listening to just continue to be encouraged. And as I always say, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand because he's not going to let go of yours. But to him who's able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, be blessed.
I say this on the collaboration. It always ends up is that it's not who you're looking at. It's what you're looking at. It starts with me. I know I've hurt people. I know I did things not the right way. But the one thing I do know is I can never fix anything until I fix me. I can never connect with anything in agreement until I'm fixed, until I'm right. I can never go to the next level until I'm already there. I can't use you. I can't allow you or submit to anything other than the power of God. See, that spiritual equality means that God sees us all equal. But you first got to receive it yourself. You have to know your value. You have to know your position. You have to know your calling. oh, yes, you may not be called to do this and do that, and you want to be like this person because it's all, it looks like it's all shiny and glamorous, but everything that looks good is not good. But everything that is God is good, and that's on the inside. Step up. Step up to another level of relationship. Step up to another place that says, I love connecting with y'all because you encourage me to connect on my own. And that's what this whole network is about. You and your personal relationship. Come on, go to another level. Reach to the highest mountain. Seek those things that are not finished, but already done. Not what people are trying to show you, but what God has finished. Not what the word through your ear instructs you to go, but to says, you know what, from now on, I'm going to follow Jesus and let his word be real in me like it is in others that I see it manifesting. God bless you, family. Join us tomorrow for Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m., 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then the gathering tomorrow at 12:30 in Compton at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. God bless you, family.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.